Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Many of you have been praying with us for a lot of years and know quite a bit about our family. I wanted to let you know that my mother, Erla, passed away Friday, April 25th. And I would like to invite you to come and celebrate her life with me and to pray for her soul this Friday, May 2nd at 1 p.m. at Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Overland Park, Kansas. Archbishop Nauman will be celebrating the Mass. It would be a great joy for her, for many of those who love the Rosary, to come together. So please, come and join us. Friday, May 2nd, 1 p.m., Holy Spirit Catholic Church. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Today is the feast of St. Louis de Montfort, the great apostle of consecration to Mary and the Rosary. And I think he would be very happy that more than 250,000 people are praying this Rosary podcast around the world. It is wonderful to pray with so many people. Now, at the age of 19, St. Louis de Montfort went to Paris to study theology. He said goodbye to his family and friends at the bridge on the outskirts of Rennes in France. Having left all, he crossed the bridge to a new life, relying on God alone. So convinced that God was his loving Father, that as soon as he crossed the bridge and he just got out of sight of his family, he gave his money, all his money, and his luggage to the first beggars he met. He even exchanged clothes with one of them. Then, turning, he walked joyfully to Paris, begging for food and shelter along the way. And for the rest of his life, he lived for God alone and relied on God alone. In fact, that became the motto of his life, God alone. In 1706, he set out for Rome, walking more than 700 miles one way to ask the Pope what he should do with his life. When he met with Pope Clement XI, he poured out his heart to him with the hope that the Holy Father would send him to Canada or Japan as a missionary. But the Holy Father turned him down and instead commissioned him to return home and renew the church there. So Montfort spent the rest of his life conducting more than 200 missions and retreats in northwestern France, in villages, churches, monasteries, military barracks, poorhouses, and even houses of prostitution. Pope Pius XII said of him, "The energy source of all his apostolic ministry, his great secret for drawing souls and giving them to Jesus, was devotion to Mary. This devotion was the source of all his activity, the reason for his confidence, and the best weapon for his time." But the same is true for us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. The mission of St. Louis de Montfort was to lead all people to Jesus through Mary. He wrote, "It was through the Blessed Virgin Mary that Jesus came into the world, and it is through her that he must reign in the world." And St. Louis de Montfort insisted on three practices. Consecration to Mary, which he wrote about in his little book, True Devotion to Mary. Secondly, that we should all live in a personal relationship with Mary, which he wrote about in The Secret of Mary. And third, that every day we should sit at the school of Mary in the Rosary, which he wrote about in his little book, The Secret of the Rosary. Now, Montfort taught that consecration to Mary is the most effective way to reach transforming union with Jesus. Why is this? Jesus wants to give his divine life to us, but we have a hard time receiving because we resist. So, God sends the Holy Spirit, who acts as a mother to us, by receiving and forming Jesus within us. And the Holy Spirit carries out this maternal mission through Mary. In fact, Mary makes the maternal mission of the Spirit visible to us. Montfort writes, "We must do everything through Mary. That is, we must obey her always and be led in all things by her Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit of God. I have said that the Spirit of Mary is the Spirit of God because she was never led by her own Spirit, but always by the Spirit of God, who made himself master of her to such an extent that he became her very Spirit." Now, as I said, Montfort wrote a little book called The Secret of Mary. And the secret is to invite Mary into your soul by consecration to her, so that the Holy Spirit will form Jesus in your soul with and through Mary. And that is why we consecrate ourselves to Mary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. In The Secret of Mary, St. Louis de Montfort teaches us that once we have invited Mary into the home of our soul through consecration, we need to live a personal relationship with her. This is what Jesus did in Nazareth, and it's what John the Apostle did once Jesus said to him, "Behold, your mother." And John took Mary into his home. By living a personal relationship with Mary, she forms Jesus in your soul. Montfort says, "We must gradually acquire the habit of recollecting ourselves interiorly and so form within us an idea or spiritual image of Mary so that becoming permanently aware of the presence of Mary in our soul through the habit of recollection we can live constantly in her presence. So we should try to become more and more aware of reality, that Mary is with us, that she is within us. How can we do this? Well, every time you see a statue or an image or an icon or a medal of Mary, let it remind you, she is with you. And then talk with her. Ask her what to do, and then pause. Wait for her inspirations, and then follow them the best you can. By living in complete dependence on Mary, we live in complete dependence upon the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit does everything through her. So my question for you is, are you living a personal relationship with your Mother Mary in imitation of Jesus? Because that's what he did. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. No one knew Jesus better than Mary. Therefore, no one could be a better teacher for us than Mary. And when we pray the rosary, we are attending the school of Mary, which is the school of the Holy Spirit. But for the rosary to be really the school of Mary, it must be a meditation on the Word of God, and not just a rote saying of words while our mind wanders. In fact, St. Louis de Montfort, in The Secret of the Rosary, said, "The rosary, without meditating on the sacred mysteries of our salvation, would almost be a body without a soul." So we must make every rosary a meditation on the Word of God. Now, Jesus is the Word of God, and all that he did and taught is handed down through Scripture, tradition, which means the lives and writings of the saints, and the magisterium, the teaching of the Catholic Church. So every time we pray the rosary, we should read or call to mind and think about something from this deposit of faith, the Word of God. But then we should take it a step further and we should ask ourselves, am I living this? And this should help us to form a simple, concrete resolution to put into practice the things we're meditating upon. And in this way, the Holy Spirit and Mary form us to be more and more like Jesus by meditating on the Word of God in the Rosary, the School of Mary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. St. Louis de Montfort is most well known for his book, True Devotion to Mary, which he wrote in 1714. At that time, he prophetically stated this little book would be attacked by the devil and buried because it gave the key to the reign of Jesus in the world. That key is devotion to Mary. The prophecy came true when the little book was literally buried in a chest in a field during the French Revolution, and it wasn't found until 1842 and not translated into English until 1862. But back in 1714, Montfort said that in the latter times, God will use Mary in a special way to bring all hearts back to Jesus. However, this will only happen if her children live the three practices that Montfort encouraged: consecration to Mary, living a personal relationship with her, and praying the rosary daily. If we do that, says Montfort, we will see clearly that she is the safest, easiest, shortest, and most perfect way of reaching Jesus. And what will those who do this be like? Montfort says, they will be like thunderclouds flying through the air at the slightest breath of the Holy Spirit, attached to nothing, surprised by nothing, troubled by nothing. They will be true apostles of the latter times. They will carry the crucifix in their right hand and the rosary in their left and the holy names of Jesus and Mary in their heart. By the will of God, Mary is to prepare them to extend the kingdom of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in all souls. I think we live in the time predicted by Montfort. So now is the time to belong entirely to Mary. Now is the time to spread consecration and personal union with her and the rosary. Oh, and yes, now is certainly the time for you to gather your people around her in the rosary. Now is the time for you to start your rosary group, because that is what she wants. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, St. Louis de Montfort is probably one of my favorite saints.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. Because I think in the wrong way, you're trying too hard to be like him because you have buried your book. What like do you we mean? Were just talking about, you've spent so long on this mission to help define the attributes of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit's relationship to Mary, just as St. Louis de Montfort would have wanted. And we don't promote it enough. But it's a really brilliant little book, and it's available, and it's on Amazon, and I will shamelessly promote it. Repeat again the title for me, even though you'll blush.
The title of this little book that explains the relationship of the Holy Spirit and Mary, and the way that the Holy Spirit does everything through Mary, the title is Three Mothers, the Holy Spirit, Mary, and the Church. Three Mothers, the Holy Spirit, Mary, and the Church. And yes, you can get it on Amazon. And
it just feels like a miracle that it got completed. So we gotta celebrate that kind of win.
The thing that gives me consolation about this little book is that the greatest living scholar on Mary and the Holy Spirit, Father Gregor Bartasek, who directs the doctoral program out of Kolbe's monastery in Poland, that he read through this line by line and said, this is exactly how Kolbe understood the Holy Spirit, the relationship of the Holy Spirit and Mary. You know, one of the things I'd like to do this summer is to do a little book club with people from our audience on this little book.
That's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, there's a, I'm going to embarrass her. There's a great gal, Amy Hunt, who wants to organize this. But it'd be fun to do a book club with anyone from our audience who'd like to jump in and go through this summer. This was definitely a labor of love and close to the heart of St. Louis de Montfort and St. Maximilian Kolbe and many others.
But let's hope that we won't have to bury your book for a century.
Well, it won't take a century to read because it's I took 400 pages and boiled it down to about 60 pages. Mm-hmm. So it's not a long book. It's
even I was able to read it, and I can't get through much.
But that would be fun to do this summer.
That'd be beautiful.
Well, today is a great saint, St. Louis de Montfort, so let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.